You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. This is
Suckers!
I'm Kaylin Bell.
I'm Dean Bell.
And I'm Jared Haben.
An iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, everybody, welcome to an all-new episode of Suckers with Jared by myself, usually, but not today, because you guys guessed it. I have a co-host, and her name is...
It's Ashley. And I was like, do you want me to just do your podcast with you? Because I can't believe that he talks to himself for 15 minutes every week. When I'm on the podcast with Ben, if he leaves the room to, like, let me recap a quarter of a date on The Bachelor by myself, I start stumbling. I have no idea what I'm saying. I cannot speak to myself. Jared and his entire family, though, they do a great job talking to themselves.
Great job. I've always talked to myself. I've had full-on conversations with myself. Ashley has recorded these, and it looks weird.
It's Ben and so weird. Remember, babe, when you used to, I used to be like, what are you doing? This is when we were first kind of together, like
my
the first
lips would
year.
Be moving.
Well, yeah, your lips would be moving. But what I found was really weird was that when you were in the shower in the bathroom alone, you were always talking, and I was like, is he letting the shower run and then talking to like his mistress?
Talking to myself in the shower.
I was always concerned. I was always concerned that you were using the shower as like sound, you know, white noise, and you're calling somebody that. And then I said it, and he was like, no, I guess I must be talking to myself.
I know. Well, when I talk to myself, I don't realize that I'm audibly making noise. I just have full-on conversations like... There's a, I'll never forget, Ashley videotaped me one time talking to oneself. And I was having a full-on argument with myself.
Oh, on the beach.
On the beach.
Yeah.
About how Superman 3 is actually not a terrible movie.
Jared, that is so weird. Like, I don't remember the context. It's because, I just remember you like legitimately moving your mouth.
It's because I watch a lot of YouTube movie reviewers and whether, you know, these guys all talk about, you know, underrated movies or hindsight 2020 about movies that used to come out that were first bashed by critics but now have become cult favorites. I don't know. Long story short, I have many debates like this in my own head. Besides the point, yes, I talk to myself on this podcast and I just ramble. Ben and I have a great job of just bullshitting our way through lives.
I know.
You know?
I think BSing. It's probably just the problem is I can't BS at all.
No, you can't tell a lie.
No.
But that's a, whenever somebody comes up to me and says, what's, you know, I feel like I know Ashley. I'm like, well, you kind of do because her persona on Instagram is exactly who she is. So if you follow her on social media, that is who you are to a T.
Thanks. Speaking of social media, I know on your group chat this week.
My group chat?
No, your group podcast.
Oh, Suckers.
Yeah. You guys were talking about how, you know, Dean muted me and this is like now a big saga because it's been two episodes of yours and then it's been on Almost Famous as a headline, la la la. When I have Instagram content go up, you skip by my
Yeah, fly right past
it's
it.
It's like so weird. Then how do you even know I'm being authentic? Because you don't watch my which is very strange.
I watch enough. Plus, I see you recording it.
Well, if I see you recording it, then I will skip over yours. But if I don't see you record it, then I'm like,
I see
I'll
you record
watch
everything
you.
Pretty much. I'd say 90% of your content I see you record. Maybe not that high.
Yeah,
80%.
Not that high.
8 out of 10 things you post.
No,
I've
because
seen in
I
your
feel
life.
Weird talking again to myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I don't really often record in front of you.
I can hear you in your glam room talking about some sort of makeup product. Anyway, yeah, we were talking about that because Dean said that he muted Ashley, which is hysterical. But no, Ashley didn't really get offended at all.
No.
Did you? You can speak for yourself.
I can't believe this saga is continuing.
We don't have to continue.
No, we don't have to continue it, but I can just say that it's a little sad that he doesn't want to see our family, but it's fine. I get it. I get it coming from him, but I also am like...
It's not that he doesn't want to see the family, but also... What did we do before social media?
Well, we just didn't have the option.
Exactly. But do we really need to see everybody's? I mean, unless you want to, which I understand some people want to.
You and I are just definitely different on social too, because he flies by everyone unless it's like you're probably like Dean. Unless it's movie or Patriots oriented.
Yeah, unless it's Neve Campbell saying that she's back for Scream 7.
Then you just basically scroll it for like your catered to news.
Yep.
And I am genuinely curious in the lives of our friends and people that I have, what is it called, like parasocial relationships with.
There are times when I care. I mean, of course, with Nick and Natalie having the baby, that's a big one. Of course I care about that.
So you always watch that stuff?
I mean, I wouldn't say I watch all of it, but, you know, I definitely watch some of it.
Uh-huh.
I came home one day and Ashley was watching Nick and Natalie's birth story.
Yeah, and that's true. Because you know what we don't do, which is really weird, and this is, like, kind of speaking on behalf of, like, all Bachelor Nation. We don't really listen to each other's podcasts.
It's not a malicious thing.
No, I know.
Do I really want to hear Nick speak more than I already do?
So like,
do I want to hear Ben speak more than I already do?
But it's not like love you see them all day long or even that often.
I know, but it's just, you know.
But okay, but that's what I was like. I don't really ever listen to Vile Files, but I do. I did make sure that I watched that episode.
Well, of course. Yeah. I get that, but I would never watch their birth story.
Yeah, because it's a girl thing, because I love birth stories.
Do you honestly think Nick watched our birth story?
No, Nick forgets our birthdays.
He doesn't forget our birthdays. He texted me.
He never texted me on my birthday.
Well, I'm obviously closer with him. What's new in our lives? You know, not much. Our lives consist of
Jared
Dawson.
Says he's in a funk.
Yeah, I guess I'm in a little bit of a cloudy state.
He doesn't know why.
Well, I just wanted to tell Ashley. It started this probably last week. I think everybody just kind of goes through this, which is totally understandable.
Do I?
No, you're honestly it. It's one of your greatest strengths, but for me, it's a giant weakness.
Because I can't understand when you're going through
Well,
them.
Because there's no, like some people, which I guess maybe I'm just are more in my circle of life.
You're just a Scorpio.
Like sometimes I'm just like, I'm just in a cloudy state and I just, not that I'm a bitch to be around, but it's more of just like, I just might be kind of like mellow right now for a little while. I don't know why.
I call him Mellow Man.
Mellow Man. And Ashley's just never like that. Never like that. It's a wonderful quality and it's great to have. But for my purposes, it's bad because I can never, you know, there's never a time where you're like, hey, I'm kind of mellow. I'm like, oh no, I totally get it. So like anytime I tell her, I'm just like, I feel like a dick right now for telling you this. But I wanted to tell you that I felt mellow because I didn't want you to think that I was just like unhappy to be at your parents.
Yeah.
Which I'm never unhappy being here. So we're at Ashley's parents right now in Virginia. Anytime we come here, we stay here.
It's once a week. I mean, once a month.
And it's great. Your parents are so good with Dawson. So freaking good with Dawson. Your sister's so good with Dawson. But as anybody can I hope understand. Sometimes it gets a little tough staying with the in-laws for multiple days.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I need, you know, I miss my stuff. I miss my car. I miss my house. I miss my routine. But of course, your parents are so, you know, accommodating. They're so sweet. But yeah, so just kind of going through a little bit of a cloudy state. I'm fine. I have the most wonderful life anybody could ever ask for. I would never truly complain about anything. I was actually thinking about that. Well, you know, because anytime I'm in a cloudy or funky state, I'm just like, I'm fine. Because one day I'll die and I'll be grateful for every feeling and emotion that I had, you know?
Yeah.
We were talking about this at work the other day because they said, who wants to get old? Like, who wants to get old? Mm-hmm. And I said, I want to get old.
Well,
and
sure.
I said the alternative. Well, because they were like, oh, once like.
A lot of people are like that, Jared.
Well, yeah, I.
A lot. I don't relate. I don't get it. A lot of people are like, I'd like to die young, which is like so crazy.
You know why they say that? Because they're so far away from dying. Luckily, hopefully. Knock on wood, yeah. You know?
Okay, maybe.
Because a young person, you know, in your late teenage years, early 20s, you're like, oh, you know what? If I go at 60, I'm happy.
That's and so crazy.
It's because,
they think it's like 30
exactly.
years
Exactly. Once
away.
You get to 55, come talk to me. Yeah. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah.
As Rob Thomas said so perfectly, we're just one less day from dying young. Mm-hmm. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're at the in-laws. Dawson is primetime Dawson right now.
Primetime Dawson. I felt a little bit bad yesterday. This we could talk about. So I had Thomas Jacobs, you know, Becca Kufrin's husband, Bachelor in Paradise couple on my podcast. He was like, the time's going by too fast. And I was like, yeah, but is it really going by too fast? Because, like, you know, babies, because their kid is 6 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, they don't know the half of it.
And I was like, but really? Because, like, you know, with me thinking back on 6 months of him, I'm so happy that we're at two. And yeah. I was like, wait, am I horrible?
No, not
for
at
being
all.
Like, I would never, of course, skip that time.
No.
But, like, I am just
he's
so much more, I'm just better now. So much better.
He's and so like, much better now.
But then he said, I was like, well, see, basically, Dawson didn't stop being fussy until like 6 weeks ago. Yeah. I was like, we had like a kid who literally like cried and whined all the time. Until like 6 weeks ago. So this is so fun. And he's like, oh, well, you know, like our kid like that never fusses.
Well, they're only
but Dawson started getting fussy around 5 months. That's and then I mean. It continued so, for like a year and a half.
But that's what I mean. It really started around 5 or 6 months where it got pretty bad. And then he was just bad for a while. And so, yeah, Thomas and Becca could be in for it.
They could be. We could just, again, or have a Dawson. Smooth sailing. Yeah. Because we've seen so many kids that are so different from Dawson.
Hopefully little Ethan is
We really do have to start talking about names soon because it is 20 weeks away. Which
we have
no
names. I like Ethan.
Jared, we've already talked about
I know Ethan's not the name, which is
it's
why I can say.
It's not the name.
What about, I was thinking about Ken.
Really? Are you kidding me?
Well, it won't be Ken,
obviously.
It
would also be Kent if it was anything. It would be Kent. For Clark Kent.
Oh, Kent.
And Kent is kind of cute.
Kent's kind of cute. Yeah. Dawson and Kent.
But the problem is, I like Clark better. But, like, he has a dog, Clark. Like, we named the dogs too many things. Like, we had Brady, which...
I wouldn't want Brady.
We wouldn't want Brady as a kid.
Wouldn't want Brady.
I mean, we have it as Dawson's middle name, but that's great. We wouldn't want it as a first name ever.
I don't like Brady as a first name.
No, it's... No, we wouldn't need that.
As much as I love Clark, I don't think... Clark would be, I think
Clark is a cute name.
He'd be made fun of. Poor Clark.
Really?
Yeah, Clark's such an old, might as well name him like Raymond.
Yeah, but you know that like old names are coming back.
I don't know if Clark's coming back. And I love the name Clark.
I don't want
obviously.
I don't want the kid to have a name that's going to come back. You know, I don't want it to ever be like too common.
I just want a name that we love. That's all I really care about.
You don't have a name that we love.
I'm aware.
Well, I do, but you know. My husband.
Oh, yeah. No. I don't like that name. Ryan doesn't like that name either.
What does Ryan, our cook at Audrey's, have to do with our decision-making now?
I'm just saying, I remember talking to him about it. He was like, nah.
You're like, are that hard no on it? I feel like you have wiggle room there. It's just weird to me. Okay, so
I have
again,
wiggle room because
it's
at
Dominic.
Some point
it's still Dominic because I think it's so cool. Dominic Cruz Haben sounds so good. And it's like comparable to Dawson's cool ass name and whatever. But I still think that you have to have a little soft spot for being like a family name, which I'm surprised that you have.
First of all, don't give me shit about family names. I named the coffee shop Audrey's. All right. You like our firstborn is Dawson, which is what you've always wanted. Yeah, we named the coffee shop Audrey.
Yeah.
Don't make me feel guilty about like, oh, well, it's a family name. Like, I've done my part, okay, woman? But of course I'm open to Dominic because I know it makes you happy. So I'm not against it. I'm just trying to think of a other name before then. Because I don't love it. Dominic and Dawson.
Yeah, but Dom is so cute.
Yeah.
Dominic and Dawson and Dom. That is so cute.
Yeah, I mean, Dawson and Dominic the donkey. You know what I mean?
I just, again, I think poll out there. I did this on Instagram. So many people
think of Dominic
did
the donkey.
Not, did and did not. It's very much a regional thing.
Was it like 50-50?
Yeah, it was about 50-50.
Yeah, so half the people think of Dominic the donkey.
But they don't think about it. They just knew the song. That's not what they associate.
Maybe, I don't know.
Can you come up with one other name that you like really love? Because every other name that I come up with, I'm like, I like it, but I don't love it.
Yeah, I mean, I like Julian.
Yeah, but I can't. But again, Julian, unfortunately, will always remind me of my friend's ex-boyfriend for some reason. And I wish I could think of Julian, you know, Edelman, because that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I think about this dude, and he was such a nerd.
Well, Wes Welker.
And Wes, I always think of my other friend's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, Wesley?
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if his name is Wesley.
It was Wesley, but he called himself Wes. And I thought he was the cutest ever. He's like 4 years younger than me. And I was like, why is this perfect guy 4 years younger than me?
I don't know. We'll keep thinking about it.
Okay.
But if you guys have any ideas for names, please let us know in the comments.
Oh, they all have ideas, Jared.
Give us ideas. We're looking for everything.
I looked
anything.
At like the top 1,000 names and I was like, I don't. Like all of these, the ones that I would consider, we've already considered.
What about Marshall?
Mathers.
Mathers.
No, we should. But again, remember, we should tell the people that if it was going to be a girl, Jared was so close to wanting to name her Topanga.
Topanga.
And like then I kind of was like, that would be kind of fun.
I like Sean.
And very much us.
I know.
Sean is cool.
Sean's cool.
I do like Sean.
But it has to be spelled S-H.
A-W-N. Oh, my God. What a difference.
Well, what about S-H?
The scene. Like, well, who is getting Sean from S-E-A-N? All respect to Sean Lowe. But I do not understand how that is Sean. There's a very obvious H in that name.
Well, what about, do you like S-H-A-W-N or S-H-A-U-N better?
Oh, definitely W.
I like W, too. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's podcast with Ashley and Jared. On my solo one, please listen to Suckers with Dean, Kalen, and myself. Follow us on the Suckers Instagram. I think it's still Help I Suck at Dating, which we really should change. I don't know if we can actually because we don't want to lose the followers that we already gathered on there. And thank you so much for listening. Can't tell you how much I appreciate it. I hope you're enjoying it. So thank you guys for listening. Make sure you tune in next week where hopefully we suck and
a
I suck.
A little less.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.